Hi, Olivia. Two people interviewing you. And we're going to start with some general conversation,
yeah,
just to break the ice and everything. So first of all, I'd like to know what aircraft do you fly?
I'm flying now a Boeing 777, 777 at this time. Yeah. And I've been flying, been flew this aircraft since the last 1 year and a half.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah. Do you like aircraft?
Yes, very much. Quite good aircraft. Very maneuverable, I think so, and easy to work, easy to fly, and all the systems, and also there is a feature called fly-by-wire that it's for pilots, it's quite good to easy to fly with this feature called fly-by-wire.
Which aircraft did you fly before?
I flew MD-11 and also Boeing 737-200 and -300. Mm-hmm. Also the L-188, I've been selector.
Mm-hmm.
At the shuttle from here in São Paulo. All those aircraft.
Very good. Is it true that pilots don't like MD-11 very much?
So, I've been flew MD-11 for 13 years, and I love flying MD-11. It's an amazing aircraft. It's very strong. It's a good aircraft.
Mm-hmm. But which one you prefer, 777 or MD-11?
The both are similar in size, in I think Boeing 777 is more maneuverable.
Mm-hmm.
It's more easy to
operate,
mm-hmm, and to work. Mm-hmm. And MD-11, it's have some systems with a little bit difficult to
mm-hmm
manage, but both aircraft are quite similar in size, in range, and it's the same level.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And, well, you've been flying this aircraft for 1 year and a half. And did you have any, in this period, right, did you have any emergency or incident or anything?
No,
like
nothing.
Nothing.
It's quite confidence aircraft. It's, as I said, it's a new model of Boeing, and that incorporates some new feature, like, mm-hmm, as I said, the fly-by-wire, and also new systems with new elements and new materials,
mm-hmm,
and it's quite comfortable.
And what about now, not only in this last year and a half, but throughout your career, okay, have you ever had any medical emergencies on board?
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But not so much. I think it's 4 or 5
mm-hmm
times in the past 25 years.
And then what was the procedure? What happened? I mean, first you talked to the chief person?
Yes. First the chief person asked for a medical on board,
mm-hmm,
if there is any doctor, any
mm-hmm
normally this doctor take cares about the patient, about the passengers, and also tell us if you need to make a technical landing or emergency landing, or if just to a medication is enough. Continue the flight until destination,
mm-hmm,
and this the doctor on board normally take cares about.
Mm-hmm.
If there's no doctor or there's no person that can handle this situation, we call by the radios system a medical system, we call it the Medilife. It's
Medlink.
We call it Medlink, and a doctor send us all the information we need to take care about the passenger, to take care about the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And also if you need to land and made an extra landing, mm-hmm. or made an emergency landing or proceed to destination.
They inform
all you need to know to handle the situation.
Sure. Excellent. Okay, the last part is like communication with the passenger.
Mm-hmm.
So Captain Lee will set a situation in which you need to have to make mistakes.
Okay.
And you're taxiing out
mm-hmm.
for departure in mm-hmm. São Paulo, and you've got a high engine vibration.
Mm-hmm.
You're entitled to come over to passengers and tell them that you have going back to the mm-hmm. to the airbridge.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, good morning, Mr. Captain speaking. Probably I need to tell us that during our tax out here in Guarulhos, there was a high engine vibration indication on our left engine. And in order to do the procedure, you need to go back to our gate, and our maintenance personnel will take care about. And as soon as I have how long does it take, I'll inform you about the situation. Patricia, thank you very much. Sorry for the inconvenience.
Thank you very much.